all about lichen on today's Moment of Science.
What's so interesting about lichen?
Well, did you know that lichens are super sensitive to air pollution, and so they help indicate pollution problems to scientists? They also break down rocks to create soil where there previously was none, creating conditions for plant habitation. A number of pharmaceutical compounds come from lichens. And, Mr. What's So Interesting About Lichen, do you know what lichen is?
Sure, it's a, well, it's a plant. No, wait, scratch that. It must be a fungus.
And
what?
Lichen is a composite organism. It's composed of both a fungus and, depending on the lichen, an alga or a bacterium.
Weird. Do the organisms live symbiotically? That is, do they benefit from each other?
Good question. Lichenology is a discipline in and of itself, but there aren't all that many lichenologists, and so there are still a lot of unanswered questions concerning the relationship between the organisms making up lichen. There is evidence of symbiosis. In the case of algae, it conducts photosynthesis to produce food for itself and for the fungal partner. The fungal partner, in turn, protects the algae from drying out, providing it with water and, in some cases, minerals.
Sounds symbiotic to me.
Yes, but there's also evidence of parasitism. For starters, while the algae and bacteria partners can exist on their own in nature, the fungal partner cannot. And in the case of the algae-fungus partnerships, the fungal partner destroys algae cells in the process of exchanging nutrients with it. The lichen survives this only because algae reproduce cells faster than they're destroyed.
Interesting.
Sorry, Don, we're out of time.
Darn, just when I was starting to like lichen.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Roger Hangarter in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.